So now we can calculate Planck's radiation curve. And so what we want to do is I'm calculating here the energy density of a vacuum at a certain temperature. So it's vacuum with photons in it. And the energy density is going to be the energy, and here I've given the energy in terms of a wavelength. So I'm going to calculate Planck's radiation law in terms of wavelength. This is a form you often see it in. This is the hc over lambda is the energy of a photon. 8 pi over lambda to the fourth is the density of states. It tells us how many states there are at this wavelength. And this is the Bose-Einstein factor, which tells us the mean number of photons in that state. Okay, so the energy times the number of states times the mean number of photons in that state will be the total number of photons. And when you multiply these things together, you get what's called the energy spectral density. It tells you the energy, how the energy is distributed over wavelength. And it looks something like this. This is a Planck radiation curve. If you increase the temperature, then the curve will grow, the area under it will get bigger, and the peak will move to shorter wavelengths, which is higher energies. So something that's 800 degrees is orange, and then as it goes to 1,000 degrees, 1,200 degrees, it will turn more white because the peak is moving more towards the blue as it gets hotter. Okay. So this is Planck's radiation.